each year there are a load of cricket books that come out, but from a different perspective, and I like the coaching perspective because as a player, it's one thing, but then becoming a coach at the top level is a completely different thing. And that's exactly what Darren Lehman is doing, and he's written a book called Coach. Hello, Boof.
Hey, Slats, how are you, mate?
Good, mate. You're doing the right. Well, firstly, mate, well done on the win. Something to cheer about finally, mate. It's been a hard time for everyone involved.
Yeah, it's been a tough couple of months, I suppose. But, yeah, good to have a victory. It was good to see young kids do well. And, you know, hopefully that kickstarts our summer. So, yeah, pleased for all the players and staff. We've copped a fair bit, and that's fair enough, because when you don't play well, you cop the criticism. So, for us, it's a case of, you know, playing well from here on in.
Did it feel different with the new blokes in there? Because I think sometimes I always feel for the guys that get left out, mate, but it can reinvigorate in a way, can't it?
Yeah, it can. You feel for the ones that miss out. That's exactly right, mate, because we love them all, obviously. So, but the young guys came in, a buzz around the place, as you would expect from a new group, and young kids just jump out of skin to try and play well for their country. So that was a pleasing thing, the way they went about it.
Boof, when you were a player, were you a coach's player or very much just a player? And where was the moment where you thought, I really want to be a coach and sort of make a significant difference if I can?
Not till really towards the end of your playing career.
Right.
Sort of become a mentor. I know Slats would have been the same as he got older. He would have started to help the young kids out, and you started to enjoy that. And then all of a sudden you go, well, maybe I'll have a go at coaching and see what it's like. And then I loved it.
Yeah.
You know, I just fell in love with it, being a cricket nuffy. So I've had a great time doing it, a great time learning about how to become a coach and what it's like and the ups and downs, and, you know, try to just help the kids get better on and off the ground. That's probably the biggest challenge, but it's been great fun.
And in the book, mate, so do you go from, because I'd imagine it was a tough start for you because it all happened so quickly after Mickey Arthur sort of left and you came in at the start of that tour over there in England. It was a dramatic and quick start. Is that where you've started the book, around that time till now?
No, I really started the journey when I was, you know, got the role with the Jack in Charges in Queensland.
Yep.
Really just to encourage people to take up coaching in all sports. I think we're always missing volunteers and coaches around the place. So just give them an insight to what it's like to become one.
Mm.
You know, the journey's certainly not finished for me. You know, I love doing it, learning. You make mistakes every day, Slats. So
yes.
For me, it's a case of keep learning.
Darren, what about hands-on? How much hands-on coaching do you do with the guys, or is it more as a manager over the top of your other specialised coaches, or do you ever get to that moment where you actually do get really hands-on in one-on-one with the player?
Yeah, it's probably more hands-on and coaching when you've got more time and have a pre-season, for example, like a state coach.
Yep, yep.
As an Australian coach and you've got specialist coaches, it's a mixture between all of them. You know, there are times when you're really hands-on, there's times when you're really hands-off and just talking to them. So it's just a case of what moment you're in at the time and where you are as a player, I suppose. So you've got to work that out. That's the hardest thing, to work out how much to say, because sometimes, you know, and Slats knows, the coaches speak too much.
Yes.
They say too much. So sometimes it's just as easy to say nothing and just help the player through it.
Mm.
In terms of all the other roles, I mean, we're just here to make the job easier for Stephen and the team and prepare him as well as we can.
Yep.
And then he goes off and takes them, you know, during the game, and away we go. So it's a great role. It's great fun. And hopefully they prepare well enough to play well for, you know, their country.
And how hard is it, mate, being a coach and a selector at the same time? Do you feel there's a resistance for player honesty because you are a selector as well?
No, I don't, mate. Mainly because we're so honest. You know, and look, I'm one of four, obviously, and there's, you know, Trevor Holmes taking over for Rob Marsh, you've got Greg Chappell and Mark Waugh, and, you know, Steve and I speak quite a lot about the direction or people that he would like in the team as well. So it's a really open discussion, and the players understand that, and we're always trying to pick the best 11 to play particular games.
The life of a cricket coach has changed quite dramatically. How is a bit of, I guess I'd term, an old-fashioned sort of player, Darren, sort of cope with the technology? And do you feel like it's your team, or is it the high performance unit team, or is it Steve Smith's team? How would you explain it?
I think it's a bit everyone's, mate, to be fair. It's definitely Steve Smith's team when they're on the ground. and then everyone else helping him out when they're off the ground. So, you know, you're just trying to help them learn and grow. For example, it's a totally different scenario. You know, you as a player, you can just do your skills and go, but as a coach, you're actually thinking the whole time what you can do different, or you know, looking at vision or whatever it may be. I mean, last night I went to bed at 8 o'clock and woke up at 2 to watch some vision for about 3 hours. That's the sort of weird life you live these days.
Get some sleep, will you?
I'm trying to.
Mate, I'd be the same.
It used to be the old going to bed at 2 for you now.
Well, we've all changed that.
We have all changed.
It must be unbelievable. So how have you got yourself through the last little phase, mate? And obviously the public criticism and there's still a long way to go. Obviously these youngsters like a Matty Renshaw, you know, developing into a test player. How do you get yourself through those times?
I just stay in the moment, Slats. I don't read too much media, to be fair. I'm always talking to the media. But I don't read too much, whether it's good or bad. I sort of stay out of it, to be fair. You guys are allowed to have an opinion. And if you're not playing well, you're going to get criticism, whether you're a player, a coach, or a selector. It doesn't really matter. That's what goes to the territory these days. So for me, I just go about my job and, you know, our media manager will come and tell me if someone's really gone hard at something in particular. If I've got a problem with that, I'll just go and speak to them as I normally would. So that doesn't worry me too much. And I don't read it when it's good either, to be fair. I just stay in the moment with the players. And that's all you can do. You just try and help them through, become better cricketers and better people. That's all you can do.
Sean Marsh, does he have to play this Shield game before he comes back into the side, or does he come back into the side? Where's Sean Marsh at the moment?
Well, he's not back full training yet, so that's going to be the issue. Medical update will happen in the next few days, I would think. So he's touch and go for that Shield game. You know, we want him to play some cricket before we consider him. That's going to be the biggest thing, make sure his finger's right. And that's going to be the challenge for him to get back playing, and then we work out what we're doing from there.
Mate, we thank you for your time. It looks like a magnificent book. It's called Coach. You work with the great Brian Murgatroyd as well. He's a good man.
He is a good man. Thanks very much, lads.
Good on you. That's Darren Lehman. So there we go. The Coach's Perspective. And it's a great read. I've flicked through it. I haven't read it from first word to last, but I've flicked through. He's an interesting guy, Darren. And as you said, TK, he's an old school cricketer. He came from being mentored by David Hooks, and who there was no messing about with David Hooks. So he's learnt to play tough cricket. And, you know, being at the helm now with these youngsters, I think they'll learn a lot from Darren Lehman.